The first suggested topic to talk about in 10 minutes halacha shiur on the list was the placement of the beds. From what I understand or what I've seen in the Masmidim bunk, there are beds facing in all different directions as they crammed in as many beds as they possibly could, and people weren't sure whether you are not allowed to have a bed with your head facing the door, with your feet facing the door, all of those different issues. So just to, this really could be a 1 minute halacha or a 30 second halacha. There is no halacha that your head is not allowed to face the door or your feet are not allowed to face the door. That does not appear in Shas, Shulchan Aruch, or any posek, Rishonim, Achronim, anywhere. It does, as far as I know, it doesn't appear anywhere, and if you Google it, you won't find any legitimate source for the head or feet not facing the door. The idea that some have a minhag not to have the feet facing the door is perhaps based on the halacha for Chevr Kadisha. When they remove a dead body, they remove the body feet first. The Gesher HaChayim goes through the entire procedure when a person dies, how you're supposed to remove them from the room. So you remove them feet first. So maybe some people are queasy about their feet facing directly across the door because it feels like that's if they don't make it, if they don't wake up in the morning, they're sort of like a one step ahead and they're prepared for leaving the room. But that is not a halacha at all. There is no such halacha. But there is another halacha. There's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Hei Amud Beis where the Gemara tells us, Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer al Shnei Dvar Mayisi Mitzdar Kol Yamai. So there were two things that I was always nervous about and I was always very careful about in my entire life. One of them was al Tfilasi Shatei Lifnei Mitasi, that I should daven in front of my bed, whatever that means. We're not going to get into that right now. And the second one, Val Mitasi Shatei Nasuna Bein Safon Ledarom, I made sure that my bed ran in a north-south direction as opposed to an east-west direction. And the Gemara explains, Tamar Abicham Brachanin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kalanosi Mitasa Bein Safon Ledarom, Havi Labanim Zucharim, that someone who faces his bed in a north-south direction is going to be Zocha to have male offspring, and quotes a pasuk to support it. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Af Ein Ishto Mapelas Nefelim, that not only will he have male offspring, but his wife is not going to miscarry if he puts the bed in a north-south direction. So it sounds like it's a very nice thing, very important thing, that a person is supposed to run his bed in a north-south direction. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, why? What's the idea of north-south? So Rashi on the spot writes that v'nira be'enai shashchina b'mizrach o'b'marav, that the Shechina is in the east or the west, and therefore we don't want to be facing directly by the Shechina. Nachol nahasev derech tashmish l'ruchos acheros. Rashi specifically highlights, if one is having tashmish amita, if one is having marital relations, it would be chutzpedik to have marital relations directly across from the Shechina, so you want to face your bed in a way that's not by the Shechina. Now it sounds from Rashi that it's only if a person is having tashmish hamita that that's going to be a problem. A single person or a person who's not with their wife would have no problem running the bed north-south. In fact, Tosfos says even more explicitly, Tosfos says, v'davka k'shiyashin im ishto, mipnei shashchina metzuya bein mizruch l'marav. If it's only if a person is sleeping with his wife because he needs to avoid the Shechina, since it's a g'nai to even have the possibility of tashmish when you're facing directly across from the Shechina, and therefore you should run your bed north-south if you are married and you are sleeping in the same room as your wife. That's how Tosfos understands. So Rashi and Tosfos seem to assume it's only for married people, and perhaps only if you're, according to Rashi, maybe, perhaps only if one is having tashmish while the bed is facing that direction. The Rambam, however, doesn't seem to understand it that way. The Rambam, in the 7th paragraph of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Tes, writes, Asa li'adam li'olam shi'ifna o shi'ishan be'mizrach l'marav, a person should not relieve himself nor sleep east-west, ve'ein tzarech lomar shein kovin beis hakiseh be'mizrach l'marav, and certainly you wouldn't set up a bathroom facing east-west. And the Rambam says it should always be north-south because of the presence of the Shechina, but no mention whatsoever of tashmish amita. The Rambam seems to assume that sleeping in that direction is just nothing to do with your wife. Sleeping in that direction or relieving yourself in that direction where you're directly across from the Shechina is considered in some way to be chutzpedik. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos just writes, to add a little bit of tam to it, he says that the idea is with north-south is that the menorah was bedarim, the shulchan was betzafon in the Beis HaMikdash, and the shulchan relates to Osher, the menorah relates to Torah and to Chachma. So he says, if you assume, like Shitas Rashi and Tosfos, that this relates to Tashmish, it's not only what you're avoiding, but it's what you're getting when you face north-south. North-south, it's a big skula that you can have children who are going to be Ashirim, and they're not going to have to collect tzedakah, and they're going to be Balei Torah. So it's a wonderful skula if you face north-south, according to Rashi and Tosfos, during Tashmish, because it's all about the Tashmish. But again, according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with the Tashmish. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that L'chora, if it's about the Shechinah, it should really matter where you live. Meaning, when we talk about where you should face for Shemoneh Esrei, so we face toward Yerushalayim. So if you happen to live north of Yerushalayim, you then face south. If you happen to face south, you'd face north. So then maybe if you live, depending on just one, maybe depending on where in the world you live, it would make a difference. Aruch HaShulchan says, no, we assume it doesn't matter where you live. Either way, the bed should not face in north-south direction, only in east-west direction. So is this really halach lemaisa, and who should we paskin like, and in terms of whether it applies to married people only, or even to unmarried people? So the Beis Yosef points out that he's got a problem, that the Gemara starts out by making it sound like it's a real din. The Gemara starts out by saying, I was mitzvah kol yamai, I was so makbid about this, makes it sound like it's real halacha. And then the next line of the Gemara says, and if you do it, you'll have banim zacharim, your wife's not going to miscarry, makes it sound like it's a midas chasidus, some extra bracha, but that it's not really, really halacha. So the Beis Yosef suggests that maybe it's two separate statements. The first statement is, it's halacha, there's halacha, you have to face north-south. And then the second statement was, and by the way, when you follow this halacha, there's a skula in following this halacha, that you get great schar when you follow this halacha. But it's not, the second statement should not be construed to assume that it's not halacha. So the Beis Yosef says, this is very much a halachic concept. Now the Beis Yosef says, but people seem to rely on the Balei HaTosfos and assume that if you're single or you're not with your wife, that you don't have to think about this at all. And he has a remarkable comment. He says, people rely on the Balei HaTosfos on this matter, even though people normally, certainly Beit Yosef would always say, to follow the Rambam. He says, because over here, nobody knows this Rambam. Why don't people know this Rambam? He says, Mipnei she'enam ma'aynim b'divrei Rambam b'hilchos beis ha-bechira el-achado trei b'dara. Who learns the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira? Only one or two in a generation are going to learn the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. People are interested in learning what's halacha l'maisa, so they're not learning about Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. And since the Rambam is tucked away in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, everyone knows the Tosfos because it's right there in Maseches Brachos at the beginning of Shas. You make it 3 days in the Daf Yomi and you already hit that Tosfos. But nobody knows the Rambam because the Rambam is all the way tucked away in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. But he says, really, the proper thing to do is to be nizar like the Shitas HaRambam, because he is the Amud HaOrah, and therefore even single people should be makbid about this. In Shulchan Aruch, his lashon is in Siman Gimel Seif Vav, Asur Lishon Ben Mizrach Lamarev, it is Asur to sleep east-west, Im Ishto Imo, only if your wife is with you. Sounds like the Shita Satosos. But then he says, but it's appropriate to be machmir for the Shita Sarambam, and even if your wife is not with you, or even if you're not married, to still be makbid about this because of the presence of the Shechina. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes us in Siman Reish Mem, at the end of Chelek Beis and Mishnah Brura, Siman Reish Mem, Silchas Snius, and he writes, Mita Sheyashin Bayimishto, Tzarech Shete Rosha Margaloseha, Zelet Safon Vezelet Dorum. That specifically the bed you sleep with your wife in should be facing north-south and not east-west. Now it's interesting, the Mishnah Brura adds two important points in Sifkat and Yud Aleph. First of all, he specifies that the head should be to the north and the feet to the south. It doesn't say that in any of the Rishonim. The Rishonim just talk about, at least the ones that I saw, the basic Rishonim just say that it should be a north-south direction, head and feet, north-south direction, but not specifically which way the head should face and which way the feet should face. The Mishnah Brura points out that Mishnah Brura says that specifically should be the head to the north and feet to the south. It's difficult to understand where he gets it from. And then the second important thing the Mishnah Brura points out, and this is critical because it may be a game changer, he points out that the Zohar seems to be makbid the other way, that you should dafka face east-west and not north-south. And he says that the Gra points out that people misunderstood the Zohar, and really the Zohar is saying the same thing as the Gemara. The Gra in general has a rule that the Zohar is never against Shas, that there's never a machlokas between Nigla and Nistar. It's just a lack of understanding of Nistar that people have, that they think that there's a machlokas between the Zohar and Shas. But the Zohar doesn't really argue on Shas, so the Gra says this case also, people misunderstood the Zohar, the halacha is really that you should face north-south. Mishnah Berurah says that Mishnah Berurah adds on Sivkat Yud Beis that the only time you have to be machbid about this is b'shochev arum ube'im klayim saviv amita. If a person is not clothed at all and there's nothing, there are no curtains surrounding his bed. But if he's clothed or there are curtains surrounding his bed, so then what's the big chutzpah about sleeping that way? Can I get a shechina? Now, why is it that no one is machbid about this at all? It seems that most people are not machbid about this at all. More people are machbid about the non-halacha of not having your feet facing the door, or the misunderstanding of the non-halacha of not even having your head facing the door, than they are about what's a Farisha Gemara and Halacha Pesuka and Shulchan Aruch in two places in Shulchan Aruch. So why is that people seem not to be so makbid about this? So first of all, Magen Avraham raises the question that the Torah says that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom. The Gemara says you're not allowed to go to the bathroom north, south, either, east, west, either. And the Torah says, but if there are walls around the bathroom, then you're allowed to. So Magen Avraham says, so why doesn't walls of a bedroom help in terms of sleeping in that direction? So he says two answers. First of all, he said people used to relieve themselves out in the field. So if you were to have walls around, that's a hecker that it's something is different. Whereas in by sleeping, people always slept with walls around them. So there's no hecker that you're doing anything differently. And second of all, he said there's a heightened sense of shechina by the bed. The Gemara Maseches Nida says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there when a man sleeps with his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of part of the process in making the baby, etc. So there is a heightened sense of Ashras HaShechina around the bed, but by a bathroom it's the opposite, the Magen Avraham points out. By the bathroom, we don't have a heightened sense of Ashras HaShechina. Adraba, even Malachim are not in the bathroom. There's no Kedusha in the bathroom, so therefore by the bathroom we're going to have certain leniencies. However, the Taz doesn't see it that way. The Taz says it doesn't make any sense. If walls are good enough to solve such a bizayon that you're going to go to the bathroom in the direction of the Shechina, and walls could solve that problem, sleeping is not really such a big deal. Even Tashmish Hamita is not really such a big deal compared to going to the bathroom. It would seem going to the bathroom is a much worse bizayon HaShechina. So the Taz says that the Gemara must only be speaking about an extra mitzvah chasidus. This is not halachically required, against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And if walls work for the bathroom, where you're not even allowed to think in Torah in the bathroom, then walls certainly work for Tashmish Hamita, where some of the Mekubalim say that it's a maila to dafka think and learning and think in Kedusha while a person is having Tashmish Hamita. So certainly walls would help for Tashmish Hamita. And he says at the very least, if it's difficult to arrange beds this way because it's just not the setup of your bedroom, then it's fine. And especially since you could add that the Zohar holds the opposite way, that the Zohar holds east and west, and that's what Shulchan Aruch Rav writes as well, that we are that we're totally makel on this issue, especially since the Zohar says the opposite way. So whichever way you face your beds, you're either following the Zohar or you're following Shas. So it's something that generally people are not makbid about nowadays.